Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of The Charles Coves Show. In this week's episode, my big idea is to explore the curious and intriguing link between Anzac Day and industrial hemp. Anzac Day is an Australian commemoration event for those of you who aren't aware of it from overseas. It honours a failed military attack on Turkey on the 25th of April, 1915. But there's an intriguing link between what Anzac Day was about and what industrial hemp is about. Industrial hemp has had an illustrious history for thousands of years, and it's making a big comeback. What is this link between Anzac Day and industrial hemp? Both are linked to the fight for freedom. Both are linked to human freedom. Both are linked to choice. Stick around and get some new insights. This weekly show is founded on the formula SA plus P equals S, self-awareness plus passion equals success. Since 1993, when I left my successful legal career to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have spent much of my time inspiring, provoking, educating people to discover and pursue passion, because that is the way to live an amazing, successful life. And my definition of success is that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. I've shared these ideas in workshops, in conferences, in 8 countries around the world, in one-on-one executive coaching. I've worked with teams over 6 months, 12 months time. I have worked with individuals for years, helping 1% at a time to get better, to get new insights, because each new insight that we get in our lives can make an amazing difference. I've helped people with the books that I've written, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance. This show is also founded on Socrates' famous quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." So I hope this show helps you to be reminded of the need to keep examining your life, to keep examining your awareness of your life, to raise your self-awareness so that on a moment-by-moment basis you are aware of why you do what you do, and you're aware of what the meaning of your life is. It's a beautiful way to live life. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket, red, the color of passion. So that when you think of red, when you see red, you think of passion and you think about your own passion. What are you passionate about? In what direction are your passions sending you? In this show, I generally explore one big idea that can change your life. One big idea, because I don't want to bombard you with many ideas. One idea that we get from a person on one day can change our lives, is capable of changing our lives, one insight. So I hope I also inspire you through this show to keep looking for, wow, that's an interesting idea. That's an interesting possibility for me. That's an interesting opportunity. Keep your mind open. Although Steve Martin, the famous American comedian, Steve Wright, the comedian, he said, "I used to have an open mind, but my brains kept falling out." No, I don't want you to have that sort of open mind. In support of the one idea, regular listeners and viewers will know that I share a relevant song, a quote, some jokes, a spiritual tip, a health tip, and a book that's relevant to the topic at hand. This show is not politically correct. I have no desire to be politically correct, and I'm in support of appropriate addictions just like my addiction to coffee. Oh, thank you again, Julie, for making me a beautiful coffee. Oh, wow. Imagine not having coffee in the mornings. Gosh, some people don't drink coffee. Interesting, huh? It's like one of the most popular radio commentators who says, never trust a man who doesn't drink alcohol. Haha. Maybe we shouldn't trust a person who doesn't drink caffeine. No, that was a joke. This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. My work is driven by spiritual principles because your passion, my passion, is a source of unlimited energy from our spirit. It's not a mental thing, passion. It's a spiritual resource. So that's why self-awareness is important, because yourself is your spirit, your soul, your heart. So what's happened in the last week? Well, there's been lots of preparations in Australia, in the media, about Anzac Day. Normally there are dawn services commemorating those who made the ultimate sacrifice. There are marches, and the numbers that have been publicly allowed by government to get together to honour this great contribution of people giving their lives for their country has been limited by government very unfairly, inappropriately. 85,000 people can go to the football, but they are limiting 1,500 to the major dawn service here in Melbourne. Nonsense. And the debate goes on, and there's no scientific basis for these ridiculous inconsistencies in rules. But I object to the lockdown rules in any event, as regular viewers and listeners would know. But these are, we honour people who have put their lives on the line, and we're getting this nonsense from government. Oh, we're here to protect you from coronavirus. Oh, yes, thank you very much. The debate goes on all week about vaccines, about the types of vaccines, about the rights of people to know what vaccines they're getting. And then the low rate of take-up by health workers. And I honour that, because this vaccine is a very dangerous thing to put into your body. I had a great quote on my phone. Very clever quote, I consider. Stop saying you did your research before you got the injection. You are the research. That's what I believe. The undue haste with which these vaccines have been released, pump them into people, talks about blood clotting, big risk to put this stuff in your body to prevent an alleged virus that kills a tiny, tiny proportion of those who contract it. We're also having debates about corrupt government behaviour. So in Victoria, there is a local council, Dandenong Council, that has apparently engaged in outrageous behaviour to get rid of a business in its area of influence. That is a food manufacturing business. Reading in the mainstream media the behaviour of council, of Victoria Police, of the chief health officer in this state, the corruption would make you sick. And the way to get rid of corruption is to be able to speak about all of these issues. That's the important role of mainstream media. The sadness is that mainstream media is also significantly corrupted by vested interests. That would be an interesting topic for one of my shows. I might do that. There's also the nonsense of a lockdown in Western Australia for one case. So this is a long weekend in Western Australia. One case of coronavirus. These politicians are stupid, ignorant, misguided, and driven by improper purposes. I call them out, all of them, because these lockdowns are not justified. But around the world, everyone says how well Australia's doing. Well, there are still thousands of Australians who aren't allowed to come home. Not allowed to come home. How has that happened? Because the price of airfares are so high to come home, they can't afford it. Over 35,000 of them. Then we're having the debate during the week about the influence of China in Australia, where the federal government here in Australia has cancelled the Belt and Road Initiative Agreement entered into by the government of Victoria, where I live. And that deal with China is corrupt and outrageous. I'm delighted that it has been cancelled by the federal government. And the question of Chinese influence under its Belt and Road Initiative is quite an interesting geopolitical question. I have friends who think it's a good idea, but when you look at the funding that is supplied by China to developing countries, and then those developing countries cannot repay that borrowing so that China seizes those assets and ports as part of a larger geopolitical game, you start to see the dangers and the conflicts potentially in these arrangements. The other issue that's relevant this week, big issue, is Peter Singer, an Australian philosopher based in America, who is supporting the publication of a journal for academics where they can publish under pseudonyms because the academics are not free to publish their views, are not free to publish their research because the cancel culture, the woke nonsense, makes it dangerous for them. They lose their position in their universities that are so dominated by corrupt leftist views. There is freedom of speech under attack at universities. Today's topic is about freedom, and it is interesting that Peter Singer, that the universities have been so corrupted that this need has arisen for publication under pseudonym. And lastly, over the course of the week, I report to you that I have been maintaining my exercise regime every day. Please look after this magnificent body that the universe, that God has given to you. If you don't look after it, you will pay a price. You will pay a price. Last week's show, when I talked about aging, reminded you of that. Please, if you haven't heard that, watch that. Have another look at it, because you are capable of living for a long time, but not if you don't look after this body. Now, to today's big idea. Before I do, I invite you to go and visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. I have a magnificent new article for you available for download on those websites. You can subscribe to Passion Points to Ponder. My books are available, Passionate People Produce, Passionate Performance. At Charles Covest & Co., you can discover more about the self-awareness and passion quest. And if you haven't yet come on one of my masterclasses, which are always live, please register. I will send you an invitation. If you find out about it, please come and be inspired with new insights. It only goes for 1 hour. I promise you, you will find value in it. Now, today's big idea. Before I do, it's an opportunity for a caffeine hit. I want to explore the curious and intriguing link between Anzac Day and industrial hemp, and hemp's illustrious history over many thousands of years. Some say 8,000 years, some say 10,000 years. Industrial hemp is a magnificent agricultural broadacre crop. And do you know that military uniforms in the past, the British military, all three arms of it, were clothed in hemp uniforms? The British Navy in the 16th, 17th century entirely relied on hemp for its navies. The sails were made out of hemp. The uniforms were made out of hemp. Hemp is cannabis, but you can't get high on hemp. In the mid-18th century, the cotton gin was invented, and hemp's dominance of various aspects of industry reduced because cotton became cheaper. Up to that point in time, the main source of hemp for England was Russia, and England was worried about these sources of supply, and that's one of the reasons why Australia was colonized in the late 18th century as a place to produce hemp. Now, of course, because of the dominance of cotton, that didn't happen, but hemp had a role in the decision to establish Australia, to colonize Australia. The first Levi Strauss jeans, and Levi Strauss was an Austrian. The first Levi Strauss jeans made in America were made out of hemp. And hemp is the world's strongest natural fiber. Why am I interested in hemp? Because I'm the chief executive officer of Textile and Composite Industries, a company founded in 1994 by Adrian Clark and his brother Tony Clark, with a vision of helping the expansion of industrial hemp in today's modern economy, tied in with a vision of why that is important, which I'll share with you in a moment. But I'm now the CEO of that company because Adrian Clark sadly died in 2015. His brother Tony is still the chairman of the company. I'm secretary of the Peak National Body for Industrial Hemp, the Australian Industrial Hemp Alliance. Look, I've got my badge here for those of you watching on YouTube, AIHA, and my hemp logo. Hemp is an amazing, amazing crop, and it has been political influence that has prevented its growth and expansion. Now, what is Anzac Day about? Anzac Day, the 25th of April, 2015, when Australian forces, New Zealand forces, tried in the Dardanelles to gain land in the Dardanelles against Turkey as part of World War I. It was an abject, miserable failure. Great bravery, large numbers of people died. But Anzac Day, we commemorate as part of World War I, that battle was part of World War I, which was a battle for freedom. Many wars are fought on, defended or attacked on the basis of freedom. But certainly the Australian conscripts in the early 20th century, they were volunteers who went to war to fight, to support England in preserving freedom. Now, if you want to get into all of the other nuances of arguments, I understand there are other arguments, and those, the complexity of those arguments are not relevant here, but many wars are fought for freedom. I would fight for freedom. My view is that Australia was supporting England in a fight for freedom against Germany. Anzac Day, we commemorate a fight for freedom. Industrial hemp is about freedom. Now, why is that so? It is my view. It was Adrian Clark's view. It is Tony Clark's view that the most important thing that we can do as human beings to preserve our freedom is to ensure successful, profitable, sustainable family farms producing agriculture, agricultural products, producing goods and food so that we are not beholden to government. Because the alternative is to have corporatized farms where everybody lives in the city and it's major corporations running agricultural endeavors. Adrian Clark could see that that corporatization process was a highway to the hell of government dominance of our lives. And I resist and reject government domination of our lives. I want to minimize government interference in our lives. And so I am passionate about industrial hemp and helping farmers to become more profitable, more sustainable from this magnificent crop. And over the years, I've developed a mantra of HP by four. HP, the first and last letters of the word hemp. HP stands for healthy products. That's hemp, because the range of products is amazing. Healthy products, healthy people, healthy planet, healthy profits. Because farmers have to make profits. Otherwise, their farms are not sustainable. And as communities and regions produce more and more hemp products, you can make 25,000 plus different products from this wonderful crop. Regions start to thrive. Kids don't have to leave the regions to come into the city. Those regions, now with the internet, you can run a global business from almost anywhere on the planet. You do not need to live in a big city to have a global business marketing and selling hemp products that you grow out there in the regions. My vision is that local communities in every country around the world create local economies of growing hemp, of improving the soils, of using regenerative agriculture principles. And then when there's surplus, that is what gets exported. No, you know, rather than a model where you grow product and you have to export, then everyone's running around looking for export markets, and then we've got all these problems of foreign exchange. Local communities, local economies based on hemp, then creating freedom of choice, which is what soldiers fight for in wars, which certainly what Australia was fighting for in preserving its own sovereignty. These issues of sovereignty, the complexity of the geopolitical issues, they are all relevant factors in your thinking. But at the heart of it is your ability to think freely, to speak freely. So Anzac Day and hemp are both linked in this powerful way, both linked to fighting for the principles of freedom. So, what song does that then inspire? Well, it inspires two songs. One of them by AC/DC, A Highway to Hell, because it is a highway to hell when you have to go to war. And if you are attacked, do you go to war or do you, I don't genuinely understand what the pacifists think. So if a country wants to take over another country, you just lie back and say, sure, take us over. It's a highway to hell going to war. I don't want ever to go to war. I don't want Australia to go to war. But sometimes you have to do what you don't want to do. And then when you embrace that ideal of the Anzacs, when you say, okay, we've been told we've got to do the impossible and attack this hill. Well, the next song, two songs this week, is by Tom Petty, also performed by Johnny Cash. I won't back down. Well, I won't back down. Great song in terms of standing up for your principles, standing up for what you think is right. Now, Einstein was very much anti-war, and so my quotes this week, I've got two of them for you as well. Now, I love quotes by Einstein, so I thought, how interesting to have a pacifist's thoughts and quotes. And here they are. Problems, and we have problems. We have problems in the economy. We have problems with freedom. We have problems with health. Hemp makes a big difference there with health. Einstein said, problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. Problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. That's another reason why this show is important, because your raising self-awareness helps you solve whatever problems you've got, because you go to a whole new level. And Einstein's second quote, so you get two songs this week and two quotes. Few are those who see with their own eyes and feel with their own hearts. I urge you to see with your own eyes. Don't be railroaded into adopting the views of others. See with your own eyes and feel with your own heart. My spiritual tip is to meditate. Meditation is a spiritual practice. Meditate on those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for your freedom in preserving your country's sovereignty. My health tip is to eat as much hemp seed and hemp seed oil as you can. Hemp seed and hemp seed oil are magnificent sources of protein. They will make you healthier. And lastly, some jokes. A bit of humor. Well, I've dug out some actual lines from military performance appraisals. So these are all from senior military officers about their colleagues in the defense forces. This one got into the gene pool while the lifeguard wasn't watching. This person's got a room temperature IQ. This one's got a full six-pack but lacks the plastic thingy to hold it all together. This one is a gross ignoramus, 144 times worse than a normal ignoramus. This one, the gates are down, the lights are flashing, but the train ain't coming. This one, he's so dense, light bends around him. And lastly, the wheel is turning, but the hamster is dead. Love it. Very clever. Very clever appraisal lines. So, think about this link. Think about hemp's illustrious history and this link between hemp and Anzac Day, linked by freedom. Think about your commitment to fighting for your freedom. I hope I inspire you, provoke you to constantly be examining what you think about freedom, what you think about passion, what you think about you. I again invite you to visit our websites, covest.com, charlescovest.com. If you haven't yet subscribed to this YouTube channel, please do so, or the podcast, please do so. And if you find this of value, this show of value, please share it amongst your family and friends and networks. I thank you from the bottom of my heart that I feel from the bottom of my heart. And until next week, may you have a great week. May you have a week of freedom to be free to think and say what you want to say and free to pursue your passion. Thanks for being with us. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye.